Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I just gave a preparedness and safety talk at a local business, Royal Gold, in Blue Lake, and it was a great experience for a few reasons. First of all, they clearly have really good morale there. Everyone was at this company meeting, and a safety meeting no less, but you would have thought they were at a party. Everyone was smiling and happy, and you could just feel the positive energy. It was clear that folks loved going to work in the morning, and that is a great thing. As a person who runs an organization and who places a high priority on building and sustaining morale, I understand that good morale is one of those things that takes consistent, steady, and patient effort to build, but can be destroyed in an instant by one careless mistake, and then you're back at square one trying to rebuild the morale. So when I see the kind of entrenched positive morale like I saw at this company, I know the leadership considers the impact on morale in all the decisions they make, and it was so great to observe the result. Now, one of the reasons why I get so excited when I see that kind of positive morale in a team is that I know it's a win-win situation because it means that people who work there are happy and they enjoy their jobs, and at the same time, it means that the organization is almost always more effective at getting their mission done, no matter what it is. That's why I'm always confused by how many organizations give no thought to improving their morale, but instead put things like productivity above all else, even if their actions to boost productivity, for example, crushes morale. But I have to pull this back to safety, right? So here's the point I want to make. Putting a high priority on safety is one of those decisions that leads to high morale, if it's done right, because it basically communicates that the employees are cared about. Creating a culture of safety is a way to say that the people in the organization are important and that their welfare is important to leadership. And again, this is another win-win because a culture of safety actually reduces costs and increases productivity. So why don't all organizations do this? I don't know, but maybe it's because it takes time away from those activities that are directly correlated to productivity. I can tell you that I can count on one hand how many businesses have invited me to come talk to their staff about things like earthquakes and tsunamis. And two of those invites came from the same person, Jim Fragoso, who worked for two of the companies. Jim appreciates that when I come to talk to his staff, I don't just talk about how to be safe at work, but also how to ensure that their families are safe too. Because at the end of the day, if you really want to show your team members that you care about them, do something to help keep their families safe. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.